Good evening to you from me, Father Emil, and welcome to As the Sun Sets. Yeah, it's Friday evening and we all love Fridays because we have the weekend ahead of us. But I hope you've had a wonderful, wonderful week so far. So we come to the end of the day and the end of the week and we simply want to come before the Lord and say thank you and to praise the Lord. And so that's what I'm doing this evening and invite you to join me in our praise and worship. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
I will never forget you, my people. I have carved you on the palm of my hand. I will never forget you. I will not leave you orphaned. I will never forget my own. Does a mother forget her baby? Or a woman the child within her womb? Yeah. Thank you.
The Lord saved my soul from the power of death. Alleluia. Psalm 114, a psalm of thanksgiving. I love the Lord, for he has heard the cry of my appeal. For he turned his ear to me in the day when I called him. They surrounded me, the snares of death, with the anguish of the tomb. They caught me, sorrow and distress. I called on the Lord's name, O Lord my God, deliver me. How gracious is the Lord, and just. Our God has compassion. The Lord protects the simple hearts. I was helpless, so he saved me. Turn back my soul to your rest, for the Lord has been good. He has kept my soul from death, and my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord saved my soul from the power of death. Alleluia. The Lord protected his people as the apple of his eye. Alleluia. Psalm 120, about God being the protector of his people. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not, your God. No, he sleeps not nor slumbers, Israel's God. The Lord is your God and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord protected his people as the apple of his eye. Alleluia. The Lord is my strength and protection. He is my salvation. Alleluia. Great and wonderful are your deeds, O Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the ages. Who shall not fear and glorify your name, O Lord? For you alone are holy. All nations shall come and worship you, for your judgments have been revealed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is my strength and protection. He is my salvation. Thank you. Our gospel reading this evening is taken from the gospel according to John, chapter 16, verses 20 to 23. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you most solemnly, you will be weeping and wailing while the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn to joy. A woman in childbirth suffers because the time has come. But when she has given birth to the child, she forgets the suffering in her joy that a man has been born into the world. And so it is with you. You are sad now, but I shall see you again, and your hearts will be full of joy. And that joy no one shall take from you. And when that day comes, you will not ask me any questions. The gospel this evening is one which is, well, it has several references to weeping and wailing and rejoicing, like two ends of the spectrum. You will be weeping and wailing, the world will be rejoicing, and so on. The woman suffers in childbirth, but she is so happy that a child has been born into the world. So we've got the suffering and the joy, the rejoicing on the one side and the weeping and the wailing on the other. Now, we know that Jesus is here talking at the Last Supper with his disciples, and they know that he's going away, and because he's going away, they are disappointed, because who are they going to refer to up to now when there's been any, not problem, but anything to share at all? If they needed any advice, they could go to Jesus and he would always help them. Now he was going, and a sadness fills their hearts because they realize that he's not going to be there anymore. So they want to ask him questions, but he knows that deep inside them they are sad. And so he says, you are sad now, but I shall see you again. So they are sad now, but Jesus says, I will see you again. What does he mean? Well, he's going to suffer, he's going to die, he's going to rise from the dead, and then he's going to appear to the disciples on the road to Emmaus. After the resurrection, he will appear in the upper room, he will breathe on them, he will give them peace, he will give them the Spirit. So all these Gospels that we are hearing over these days, they're all gradually preparing us for the Feast of Pentecost. Now, we know that yesterday, traditionally, we would be celebrating Ascension Thursday. But because of the fact that so many people are not able to get to Mass on Ascension Thursday, because of our modern situation, the people are working and there's traffic on the roads and all that sort of thing, the bishops have decided, well, let's celebrate Ascension Thursday. Let's celebrate the Ascension on the coming Sunday. So that's what we're going to be celebrating this coming Sunday. It also happens to be Mother's Day, by the way, this coming Sunday. So we wish all our mothers a very, very happy day on the day we celebrate the solemnity of the Ascension. But Jesus is very conscious now that he's going to be leaving, and his disciples are very sorrowful that he's not going to be around. But he says, I will see you again. Now, I suppose even in our own lives today, there are times when we're full of joy, full of hope, full of excitement, because somehow the Lord has touched our lives that we feel it's so good that we can say, I love the Lord. And there are many people like this. I can think of emails and SMSs that I've received from people who express their deep, deep excitement and love for the Lord. I love the Lord with all my heart. And I suppose that's what Peter would have done as well. Peter would have said, I love you, Lord. You know that I love you. And Jesus told him, feed my sheep, feed my lambs, and so on. But in the end, what does he do? He denies Jesus three times. I don't know him. And so on. So, I want to say this evening that there are times in our lives when we are going to find ourselves just as it is now with these disciples that Jesus was talking to. They are sad because they know Jesus is going to be away. And you and I are sad because we know that at some stage in our lives, that joy, that happiness, that excitement about being able to say, I love the Lord and the Lord is with me in my life, that that's going to fade away. That we're going to walk through that dark tunnel, so to speak. And believe me, there are many, many people in the world today, fervent Catholics, who, and Christians for that matter, who you think on the surface of things, or as you see them in life, oh, these people must be very close to the Lord. And yet they're walking in darkness, real darkness. So, I think of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, who's going to be canonized on the 4th of September. My goodness, for years she walked in darkness. Everybody thought, oh, how close she must be to the Lord. And indeed she was close to the Lord. And yet we know that she was walking in great darkness. Sometimes so many doubts. She was walking as though she was walking through a dark tunnel, walking in faith, not knowing where it was that the Lord was leading her. That was Teresa. And so we pray that when we go through life and we experience hardship, darkness, disappointment, everything that's untoward in our lives as Christians, we know that the disciples were going through that same sort of situation. And Jesus says, so it is with you. You are sad now. You're going through this dark valley. But I shall see you again. That's the promise of the Lord. And if we lose that hope, we've got nothing more to live for, really. So I want to pray tonight that as we go through our lives and we experience the joy and the happiness and the excitement of being a Christian and being a disciple of Jesus, that we know that there will come a time in our lives when we're going to experience the darkness and the doubt. And it's not just you, but Peter experienced that in the Gospels. Thomas experienced that. Philip experienced that. All the disciples, all the apostles also experienced this darkness. They had their doubts, even their doubts that Jesus had risen from the dead. So let's pray that we might never lose hope and always hold on to the reality that Jesus speaks about. You are sad now, but your sadness, your darkness, your despair, your whatever it is, will be turned into joy, full of joy. You will be full of joy, and that joy no one will take from you. You see, that's the hope we have, and that's the hope I hope that you and I will pray for this evening, that we will be full of hope, knowing that out of our darkness, our sickness, our handicaps, our despair, our doubts, and so on, that the Lord is right there, carrying us through it all. And he says, stay there, hang in there, because your doubts, your sadness, everything that you're suffering at the moment, all this will be turned to joy. Because Jesus has risen from the dead, he has conquered all these things that we experience in our lives, the suffering, the darkness, and the doubt. So may the Lord give us a deep joy, and may we never lose hope in him. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. They saw the Lord. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. Your heavenly Father, will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Your heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. Now let us pray to Christ, who is the fount of life and the source of virtue. Lord, restore your kingdom in the world. Jesus, our Saviour, in the body you were put to death, in the spirit you were raised to life. Grant that we may die to sin and live in the power of your resurrection. You sent your disciples to proclaim throughout the world the gospel of salvation. May all who preach your word be alive with the Holy Spirit. You received all power in heaven and on earth to bear witness to the truth. Guide in the spirit of truth the plans of governments and rulers. And keep our eyes fixed on the new heaven and the new earth. Make us care more deeply for our world and its future. You descended into hell to bring the dead good news. Let the faithful departed come to you, their joy, their hope, and their glory. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, hear our prayer. Send out on all humankind the Spirit who makes us your sons and daughters, as foretold by Christ, the witness of your truth, and to bring the completion through the gospel, and to bring to completion through the gospel the sanctification promised by your word. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit as God forever and ever. Amen. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always.
I am the vine, and you are the branches. Live in me, and you will never die. I am the vine, and my Father is the keeper. Come to me, let the Spirit bring you life. Like a tree planted by the living water, to stretch its roots into the living stream, you will show no distress in the heat of the drought, but still bear fruit and live. and the vine, and my Father is the keeper. Come to me, let the Spirit bring you
John Michael Talbot, a wonderful, wonderful singer, such beautiful music. I am the vine. Well, we've got a couple of minutes before I say goodbye to you. It's Friday. I hope you're going to have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I'm going to have a somewhat busy weekend, but I hope you're going to have a restful time. Let me just remind you about the pilgrimage I'm hoping to take. Well, I'm going to be taking, let me put it that way. In September, from the 2nd to the 11th of September, we're going to Rome and to Assisi. We're going to the canonization, I should say, of Mother Teresa of Calcutta. She'll be declared a saint on the 4th of September. So that's all going to be happening in September. So from the 2nd to the 11th, we are going to Rome and Assisi. Now, if you'd like to join us in the pilgrimage, maybe you'd like to book your ticket. I would suggest that what you do is go to the website www.fowlertours.co.za. Have a look and read about all the places we're going to be seeing. And of course, there are many other pilgrimages that you might like to go on. But I'm inviting you, please, to come with us on this once-in-a-lifetime experience. It's a pilgrimage not to be missed, to have this great woman, Mother Teresa, being declared a saint. So do visit the website. Give Gail a call. This is her number, 076-352-3809. 076-352-3809. Attila, you'd like to come on the pilgrimage, put your name down, book your ticket so far, then book your ticket as soon as possible, so that we hopefully will have between 30 and 40 pilgrims coming on this pilgrimage. All right, so we're going to be running a competition as well at Radio Veritas starting on the 24th of May. But for now, I think give Gail a call and make your booking or put down your name. Be there provisionally at least. 076-352-3809. So from me, Father Emil, have a super weekend. Goodbye and God bless.